to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be.
Diligent follow-up and follow-through will set you apart from the crowd and communicate excellence. That's a quote from John C. Maxwell. Why am I reading that quote today? When you think about it, those words, it's nothing out of the ordinary. Follow-up. That follow-up can differentiate you from your competition. It's got nothing to do with your product or your service that you offer. It's about the experience that you create for your buyers. And that's what this week's message is all about. It's all about follow-up. It's all about making the commitment to follow up and be consistent in the way that you follow up. Now, we know in sales, follow-up is the key to success. If you're managing inbound leads, you've got to follow up. It takes multiple attempts. It takes 9 to 13 attempts to engage with an inbound lead, let alone an outbound lead that you're talking to unsolicited. But the key to all of this is holding yourself accountable. So what I want you to focus on this week is it's follow-up is not something that you're strong at. If you don't prospect every day, then make a commitment to do it once. Make a commitment to do it twice. But if you make that commitment, put it in your calendar and make sure it gets done and find yourself an accountability who can hold you accountable to making sure that task that you've agreed to will get actioned. Now, I'm not just talking about follow-up in following up on deals or calling prospects that you've been, you know, engaging with during the buying cycle. I'm talking about if you make a commitment to prospect and you say, right, I need to get better control of my pipeline. I need to create more net new opportunities for myself, because we all know that is the one thing that de-stresses us in our role as a sales professional. And it's not something that you do every day. Then start by doing it once or twice a week, but put that in your calendar and be relentless in making sure you follow through with that activity. That is the key. Follow-up is what's going to enable you to achieve success. And when we think about it, we go, well, it doesn't matter if you're in a saturated market or in you're a market that you're disrupting. At the end of the day, most products or services have very similar attributes. And that is not what's going to separate you from the competition. What's going to separate you from the competition is the experience you create for your buyers. That'll come through in the way that you follow up, in how you follow up, in the type of message you put in follow up. And last week, it was all about earning the right to be successful. It was all about earning the right to get that discovery call, earning the right to get the proposal. This kind of follows up on that. Do you like the pun? Follow up. But that's the key, right? We've got to be following up. And we've got to be deliberate in how we follow up. And I really want you to think about this. I really want you to think about if 2021 is a year that you're going to break the shackles and completely, you know, crush your targets. And I know that comes across real, you know, real kind of old school mentality, crush targets, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is, if you want to exceed the targets or meet and exceed your targets, there is a level of activity that needs to be done that's going to help you get to that outcome. And so follow-up is going to be the key thing that'll help you get there, because many don't follow up. And the fact is, your competition might not be following up. And that gives you that extra 1%. That gives you the edge. And even when the attributes of your product are a little bit, maybe not as good as your competition, the experience that you can create will elevate you so that the buyer will choose you over your competition. And that's what this is all about, right? It's about helping your customers choose you. We can't force them to make a decision, but we can increase our chances of success by following up. So if this is a message that's resonated for you, or someone you know needs to hear this, please DM them, like, rate, and share this episode. We do this so we can help you be the very best sales professional you can be.